Esa es la lección 17 de Pimsleur, Inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation in an office.
Susan, can you do something for me?
Yes, what is it?
Can you make a reservation at the Parker House? Tomorrow, our Mexican client, Mr. Torres, will be here for a meeting. It will be a long meeting, and I'd like to have dinner with him after that.
At what time?
7 o'clock.
Of course. I'll call right now.
Listen again.
Susan, can you do something for me?
Yes, what is it?
Can you make a reservation at the Parker House? Tomorrow, our Mexican client, Mr. Torres, will be here for a meeting. It will be a long meeting, and I'd like to have dinner with him after that.
At what time?
7 o'clock.
Of course. I'll call right now.
Suponga que está en Estados Unidos. Usted ha contestado el teléfono y quien llama pregunta por usted. ¿Qué podría decir usted?
Speaking. Speaking.
You and a colleague are going to have lunch together. Say,
tengo hambre.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Ask her when she wants to have lunch.
When do you want to have lunch?
She says,
tengo hambre también.
I'm hungry too.
¿Por qué no vamos ahora mismo?
Why don't we go right now? Right now.
Después del almuerzo, usted pasa por la oficina de otra colega. Puesto que usted la interrumpe, dice, discúlpeme.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Puede también decir, siento molestarla.
Listen and repeat.
Sorry to bother you. Bother. Bother. To bother. To bother you. Sorry. Sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you.
Say again.
Siento molestarla.
Sorry to bother you.
Ask.
¿A qué hora?
At what time?
¿A qué hora es nuestra reunión esta tarde?
At what time is our meeting this afternoon? What time is our meeting this afternoon? What time?
Your colleague answers.
Empieza a las tres.
It starts at 3 o'clock.
She says.
Será una reunión larga.
It will be a long meeting. Be. Will be. It will be a long meeting.
Va a durar como 2 horas.
It's going to last about 2 hours.
Pero es una reunión importante.
But it's an important meeting.
Y todos deberán estar ahí.
And everyone should be there. Everyone. Everyone should be there.
Usted regresa a su oficina. Su asistente llega a la puerta y dice, siento molestarlo.
Sorry to bother you.
El señor Martin llamó.
Mr. Martin called.
Dejó un mensaje.
He left a message.
Quiere.
He wants.
Quiere que lo llame de vuelta.
He wants you to call him back. To call him back. He wants you. He wants you to call him back.
Quiere que lo llame de vuelta esta tarde.
He wants you to call him back this afternoon.
Say,
gracias. Lo llamaré de vuelta ahora mismo.
Thanks. I'll call him back right now. I'll call him back right now.
Ask.
¿Llamó alguien más?
Did anyone else call? Did anyone else call?
She answers.
No, nadie más llamó.
No, no one else called.
Now she says,
espere, una señora llamó.
Wait, a woman called.
Hace como media hora.
About half an hour ago.
Llamará de vuelta como a las tres.
She'll call back about 3 o'clock.
Say,
pero a las tres.
But at 3 o'clock.
Hay una reunión importante.
There's an important meeting.
Todos deberán estar allí.
Everyone should be there.
Será una reunión larga también.
It will be a long meeting, too.
Creo que va a durar.
I think it's going to last.
Una o dos horas.
1 or 2 hours.
Todos deberán estar allí.
Everyone should be there.
Ahora, usted devuelve la llamada de Mr. Martin. Él contesta, pero usted no reconoce su voz. Pregunte cortésmente, ¿puedo hablar con Charles Martin, por favor?
May I speak with Charles Martin, please?
¿Cómo podría contestar él brevemente?
Speaking. Speaking.
Luego, una colega pasa por su oficina. ¿Cómo dice ella? Siento molestarlo.
Sorry to bother you. Sorry to bother you.
Now she asks,
¿conoce a nuestro cliente?
Do you know our client?
Ask,
¿cuál cliente?
Which client?
Miguel Ramírez, nuestro nuevo cliente, nuestro nuevo cliente.
Listen and repeat.
Our new client. New. New. Our new client. Miguel Ramirez, our new client.
Say.
Nuevo.
New.
She says,
Nuestro nuevo cliente estará en la reunión.
At the meeting.
Our new client will be at the meeting. At the meeting. Our new client will be at the meeting.
Él es mexicano.
He's Mexican.
Pero su inglés es muy bueno.
But his English is very good.
Say,
Sí, nuestro nuevo cliente.
Yes, our new client. Our new client.
Habla inglés muy bien.
Speaks English very well.
She says,
Estará en la reunión hoy.
He'll be at the meeting today.
Ahora ella dice, Oh, me acabo de acordar.
Listen.
Oh, I just remembered. I just remembered.
Él llamó hace como media hora.
He called about half an hour ago.
Dejó un mensaje.
He left a message.
Quiere que lo llame de vuelta.
He wants you to call him back. He wants you to call him back.
Ahora, usted ha dejado su escritorio nuevamente. Cuando regresa, su asistente le dice, llamó un señor.
A man called.
Ask if it was Peter Johnson.
Was it Peter Johnson?
She answers,
Sí, llamó como las dos.
Yes, he called about 2 o'clock.
Él quiere que usted lo llame de vuelta pronto.
He wants you to call him back soon.
Say,
Lo llamaré de vuelta ahora mismo.
I'll call him back right now.
¿Alguien más?
Anyone else?
No, nadie más.
No, no one else.
Otro día, otra colega pasa por su oficina. ¿Cómo dice ella que siente molestarlo?
Sorry to bother you.
Ella y su esposo quieren invitarlo a su casa el sábado.
Listen.
We'd like to invite you to our place on Saturday.
He aquí, invitar.
Listen and repeat.
Invite. 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 To invite.
Try to say,
Nos gustaría invitarlo o quisiéramos invitarlo.
We'd like to invite you. We'd like to invite you.
Now say,
Quisiéramos invitarlo a nuestra casa.
We'd like to invite you to our place.
El sábado.
On Saturday.
Mi esposo y yo.
My husband and I.
Quisiéramos invitarlo a nuestra casa.
Would like to invite you to our place. My husband and I would like to invite you to our place.
Queriendo decir temprano en la noche, ella dice el sábado por la noche.
Saturday evening. Saturday evening.
Todos los de la oficina.
Listen and repeat.
Everyone from the office. Everyone from the office.
Say.
Todos los de la oficina.
Everyone from the office.
Estarán allí.
We'll be there.
Casi todos.
Almost everyone.
Nuestro nuevo cliente estará ahí también.
Our new client will be there too. Our new client.
Creo que estará allí.
I think he'll be there.
¿Puede venir el sábado?
Can you come on Saturday?
Casi todos los de la oficina estarán allí.
Almost everyone from the office will be there.
Say,
muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Me gustaría, pero no puedo.
I'd like to, but I can't. I'd like to, but I can't.
Usted quiere decirle que no va a estar aquí.
Listen.
I won't be here. I won't be here.
Won't.
Es una contracción de
will not. Listen and repeat.
I won't be here. Won't. Won't. Won't be. I won't. I won't be here.
Try to say,
no voy a estar aquí el sábado.
I won't be here on Saturday. I won't be here on Saturday.
Usted puede también decir,
I'm not going to be here.
Ambas formas son correctas. Por ahora diga,
won't be,
a menos que se le instruya de otra manera. Diga otra vez que usted no va a estar aquí el sábado.
I won't be here on Saturday.
Le quiere decir que una amiga lo ha invitado a visitarla.
Listen.
A friend has invited me to visit her. A friend has invited me to visit her.
Primero, ha invitado.
Listen and repeat.
Has invited. 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 Has invited.
Ahora, poniendo atención al orden de las palabras, trate de decir, una amiga me ha invitado.
A friend has invited me. Invited me. Has invited me. A friend has invited me.
Now say,
una amiga me ha invitado a visitar.
A friend has invited me to visit. To visit. A friend has invited me to visit.
Now try to say,
una amiga me ha invitado a visitarla.
A friend has invited me to visit her. A friend has invited me to visit her.
Diga que ella vive en Boston.
She lives in Boston.
Say,
este fin de semana voy a Boston.
This weekend I'm going to Boston.
Para visitar a una amiga mía.
To visit a friend of mine. To visit a friend of mine.
Try to say,
me ha invitado a visitarla.
She's invited me to visit her. She has invited. She's invited. She's invited me. She's invited me to visit her.
Este fin de semana.
This weekend.
Ella es mexicana.
She's Mexican.
Pero está casada con un norteamericano.
But she's married to an American. She is married. She is married to an American.
Try to say,
ella me ha invitado a Boston.
She's invited me to Boston. She's invited me to Boston.
Este fin de semana.
This weekend.
No voy a estar aquí.
I won't be here. I won't be here.
El sábado.
On Saturday.
Nuestro nuevo cliente vive en Boston también.
Our new client lives in Boston too.
Tenemos una reunión el lunes.
We have a meeting on Monday.
Try to say,
pero no va a ser una reunión larga.
But it won't be a long meeting. It won't be a long meeting.
Otro colega, Charles, ha sugerido que vean una película juntos. Usted pasa por su oficina. Diga, siento molestarte, Charles.
Sorry to bother you, Charles.
Él dice informalmente, está bien, ¿puedes ir al cine?
That's okay. Can you go to the movies?
¿El domingo?
On Sunday? Say,
no, lo siento, no puedo.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
No voy a estar aquí este fin de semana.
I won't be here this weekend.
Una amiga me ha invitado a Boston.
A friend has invited me to Boston. A friend has invited me to Boston.
Me gustaría ver Boston.
I'd like to see Boston.
Y me gustaría visitar a mi amiga.
And I'd like to visit my friend.
Pocos minutos después, usted regresa a su escritorio. Su asistente dice, Linda Green llamó.
Linda Green called. Green. Linda Green.
Ella quiere que la llame de vuelta hoy.
She wants you to call her back today. She wants you to call her back today.
Try to say,
No va a estar en su oficina mañana.
She won't be in her office tomorrow. She won't be in her office tomorrow.
Ask.
Ella es nuestra nueva cliente, ¿no?
She's our new client, isn't she?
La llamaré de vuelta ahora mismo.
I'll call her back right now.
Now it's Saturday. You're at a restaurant in Boston with your friend and her husband. Say that you're really hungry.
I'm really hungry.
Say that you're going to have the steak.
I'm going to have the steak.
Your friend says,
No tengo mucha hambre.
I'm not very hungry.
Se decide por una ensalada y cada quien pide una copa de vino. ¿Qué diría usted mientras levanta su copa?
Cheers. Cheers.
Este es el final de la lección 17. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.